92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Soon, Madison pet stores will be banned from selling dogs and cats. The Common Council passed a resolution last week saying shops will not be allowed to sell the country's two most popular pets. For decades, animal advocates have encouraged people to adopt instead of buying from breeders or puppy mills. They cite examples of backyard breeders who are often unlicensed and puppy mills known for mistreatment. Megan Nicholson is the Wisconsin Director of Humane World for Animals. She says unethical breeding doesn't just harm the animals, it hurts the owners.
Many puppies from the mill industry are sick, they're poorly socialized, and after spending thousands of dollars to purchase a puppy and also financing it at times their purchase with undisclosed rates at up to 188%, new pet owners can be smacked with unexpected veterinary bills and at times the loss of their new pet.
Right now, Madison actually does not have any shops that sell these pets, but hundreds of municipalities across the country have banned selling cats and dogs in stores. However, not all animal advocates are on board. Lauren Calmet works for the Pet Advocacy Network. She says banning pet stores from selling cats and dogs can lead to a big spike in scams.
People buying very sick dogs out of the back of a trunk in a parking lot of a supermarket, or going to people online who had kind of sketchy profiles on Craigslist. So that's really the issue, is that the demand doesn't go away.
The measure passed 18-2. Stores caught violating this ordinance will pay a $1,000 fine for the first dog or cat they sell, offer to sell, or deliver, and then $2,000 for each additional animal. For years, Senator Tammy Baldwin has tried to pass a bill that would stop the producers of soy, almond, and oat milk from calling it milk. Now, state lawmakers are targeting another dairy alternative. Republicans are introducing legislation after finding out what one cafeteria is presenting to pupils.
Representative Novak and I went to a Farm Bureau annual meeting a couple months ago, and one of the dairy farmers there brought in the packets of margarine that their son brought home from school.
That's State Senator Howard Markline. He's one of the sponsors of the Butter in Our Schools Act. It would stop Wisconsin schools from serving margarine in place of butter. It would also ban school cafeteria staff from using margarine instead of butter while they're cooking.
If you're a dairy farmer, that kind of irritates you, you know? And it did. I mean, that was at that meeting that night. There were a lot of people pretty upset about that.
Markline says passing this bill would follow a long tradition of supporting dairy farmers and protecting the butter brand, as he says. For example, under state law, restaurants cannot serve margarine as a substitute for butter unless the customer specifically asks for it. If this bill passes, parents could still request margarine for their child with a doctor's note if needed. And if you have a gallon of fat-free milk in the fridge, you might want to double-check the brand. Prairie Farms has recalled thousands of gallons of milk sold at Woodman's here in Wisconsin and in Illinois. The company says they may be contaminated with cleaning agents. They say about 320 gallons had been sold before they discovered the problem. It's the fat-free gallons of milk, so they have the pink label and pink cap. There are specific codes printed on them, like the plant, the date, even a time. You can find all that information from the FDA. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Wizards stun the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks losing to the worst team in basketball last night, 129-126 in Washington. This despite the fact that Giannis and Kevin Porter Jr. both played in the game, although Scoot, as they call him, had to exit with a back spasm after leading the team with 30 points.
Tying up on an offensive rebound, about 5 minutes left, and I tried to play through it a little bit, but then I tried again on an offensive rebound and just caught it.
Head coach Doc Rivers.
I didn't think we played right most of the night, personally. They had 18 more shots than us.
The Bucks have now lost 8 of their last 9. College hoops tonight, Marquette hosts Valparaiso. The Golden Eagles have lost 3 of their last 4. They're at 500 right now with 4 wins and 4 losses. NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the first place Chicago Bears on Sunday. The team confirming the defensive tackle Devontae Wyatt suffered a fractured ankle against Detroit, ending his season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid-20s here this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with a little light snow, especially after midnight, our low dropping into the mid to upper teens. Tomorrow, a little more light snow in the morning than cloudy with a high in the upper 20s to near 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.